This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines from Tom and Flat Rock. As a recruiter, I can promise people apply for things they have zero experience for, needs a degree and 10 years of experience, and they have neither and thought, sure, let's send a resume. It's okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's from Tom and Flat Rock. Oh, my daughter might drop out of school to become the communications director for the Green Bay Packers.
Probably not likely.
No, but I mean, you know, do they have any coaching positions available that she could slide in? Maybe GM of the Packers. It was a part-time job at Henry Ford Museum. I thought they said I was interviewing for the candy office. I thought maybe there was a distribution point for all the stores. It was a cash office in accounting and cash operations. I got hired. I worked there 8 years and met my wife there, so it worked out. Wow. Regarding the Piston game tonight from an unnamed texter, this Celtics game is the feel of when the Wings played the Panthers on a Saturday last year and lost like 5-1. You get reminded real quick what good versus elite is. I like Ivy, but Ivy becoming a trade piece to get a guy you think really fits, maybe a stretch four, sure isn't a bad position to be in. Guys, if the Pistons win tonight, you start thinking about the upcoming schedule after the Nuggets. This team is very much alive to be the four seed.
That they are.
Yep.
That's how well they played. And the one of the fun things about how they played is they played so well. They're on such a heater here that they put more distance between themselves and the seven seed. And they're a half game out of five.
Yeah.
Regarding my daughter accidentally applying to be the communications director of the Green Bay Packers, your daughter, that's fantastic, but she could have at least stayed out of the NFC North. That's from Scott. 248-539-9797. Okay, you heard that Ben Johnson cut during the update. I think people, if you were paying attention to the update, heard what Ben Johnson had to say. This is being interpreted as Jared Goff catching a stray. Ben Johnson spoke yesterday, and if you want to be pissed off, you can listen to it. You can listen to it and decide. You can make the decision that Ben Johnson is now public enemy number one. Because he's sure into praise in Chicago. But regarding Caleb Williams, the quarterback, if you missed it during the update, here's what he said. I'm not sure the defense didn't catch a stray.
Jared, look out!
Is that a stray or is that a very intentional pointed shot at Jared Goff?
Aaron Glenn, look out!
And Aaron Glenn. So
this guy. Ben Johnson, huh?
Gator's making the decision right here and
ben
now.
Ben Johnson. Public enemy number one.
Okay, so that's the route you're going to go.
You know what? Thank God he's in the division. Thank God I'll get two shots at him a year. That's fun. Oh, I'm sure that nobody's going to have this little soundbite anywhere. Print it up on laminated in every locker, offense or defense. Jared Goff, I mean, Jared doesn't, it's not like Jared takes stuff that people say and uses it as a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't do that, does he? I'm sure that he'll forget about this. And, oh, it's just, Ben's fine. You know, we had a great working relationship. It was, you know, best to him, except for when we played, you know, the Bears. You're right. Sure. When we demoralized the Bears with going from 1 to 2 to 3 with our progressions and somehow find a way to be explosive without having an athlete at quarterback, which is what he said. Yep. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for taking the sting away from you leaving. Could have been a really nice guy and said all the right things, all the great things. But no, thank you for doing that. Because now Lions fans, I got a big middle finger for you. Some will have two.
You know, it's funny he said that about Jared Goff. And it's funny because Kang was doing the, well, he's going to say that. He's going to back his guy. But then he really crossed the line. We don't have the sound of that.
No, we don't. I was watching it. He was doing it during our show yesterday, and I was trying to catch a little bit Ben Johnson. And it was weird. First of all, he didn't have a hat on. That was weird. We always see him with a hat on, right?
Yep.
And then secondly, he kept referring to us as they, which is technically true.
Yeah, right.
When they're saying Detroit, he's like they.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they asked him last one, Ben. You know, before we go, they said you're from Detroit, and I thought, well, he's not from Detroit.
No, he's
okay.
Not from Detroit.
Yeah. Detroit style pizza versus Chicago style pizza. Which one do you like better?
Mm.
And Ben Johnson did not hesitate and said, "Oh, Chicago, definitely."
Oh, this guy.
Yep. Gator, am I right?
Go blank yourself, dude.
He went too far there, huh?
Can't, I mean, look. The way you answer the question is, look, all pizza's great, right?
Right.
Mean, yeah. Detroit style is great. Chicago style is great. I'm looking forward to sampling the best Chicago's got to offer. That's it.
You know, instead he said Chicago style pizza is just more athletic and more mobile.
Exactly.
And I haven't had to, you know, this style pizza before that I would love to work with.
It's so explosive.
Yeah.
Out your backside. Chicago style pizza.
Yeah, he went there, man.
He didn't have to, and he did. This guy, he, persona non grata, public enemy number one.
You know, the line that got me is the way this league's going.
Right, right. As if to say, I got off a sinking ship.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the success we had, that was directly responsible for, there's no way that's sustainable. Whew, thank God I got off that. And I'm on board now with the way that things need to go in the NFL, the way things are going in the NFL. I don't know how the Lions are going to win another game, is basically what he said. Right? Is that what he said?
The sinking ship thing is, whether it's that or we had a ceiling because we had an immobile quarterback, which I personally don't believe any of this.
You know what the ceiling was? The best offense in the league.
They scored more points than anybody else in the league. They had the second most yards, because sometimes your defense and special teams contribute to points, and obviously the Lions did, but they were second in the league in yards. This wasn't a fluke, or, I mean, it could be a little bit of flexing, too. Like, look what I did with that.
Right.
The ceiling that I had, and look what I did.
Hmm.
We'll see how super excited he is when Caleb Williams runs 30 yards backwards and tries to flick a pass cross body for an interception.
Right.
Yeah. To Myles Garrett.
In a Lions uniform.
In a Lions uniform.
248-539-9797.
I'm glad he said it.
This is
I'm glad he went.
You know
there.
What this is? This is ex-girlfriend stuff. This is total ex-girlfriend off in a new relationship doing something.
Yeah, you're still
you
keeping
you see a post on social media, you're like, blank you.
Like, for a while, you think...
Oh, you're going to go to the game with him?
For a while, you still think there might be a chance. Maybe she wants to get back together. I don't know. Let me just check in and see what's going on.
Or that it might be amicable.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be friends.
Hey, let's be friends. Let's do that.
It's that realization. We're not going to be friends.
You know, I do think you look good. That's great. That's great. Yeah. And no, it's all shattered. Now it's like, okay, you can, you know, go down in a burning flames. Just, you suck. I want nothing to do with you anymore. In fact, I want everything to do with your demise and your failure when you're out of the league in 3 years.
248.
I don't think that's the case. I think he's got a great situation there. But I'm glad that he said what he said, because I think it starts to take away the warm and fuzzy of wishing he does well. Anybody wants that thought? Oh, our Lions fans, the Lions fans that wanted the best for Stafford, and Stafford did it right. He didn't disparage the team at all when he left, so you can understand it. Ben Johnson, thank you for not taking the high road. Thank you for shining up Chicago and, you know, kind of trashing the Lions in a backhanded way. And we're here to pick up the pieces and make sure people know that you were trashing the Lions, because that's exactly what you were doing.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. All right, Twin Peaks fans, it's hump day, and you know what that means. Bourbon and Brews is back at Twin Peaks. Every Wednesday, your favorite Twin Peaks girls will be dressed to impress in their finest black lingerie, serving up samples of special bourbons and beers. Get there between 5 and 7 for sampling opportunities of those high-end bourbons and whiskeys and some of their famous craft cocktails. Enjoy them with the beer of the month, Blue Moon. What's better than beautiful Twin Peaks girls and awesome drinks? How about pairing it with some of their scratch-made food? As far as restaurants go, their food can compete with just about anyone. Hand-cut New York strip steaks, house-smoked ribs and brisket, and the best wings in the state. Have you had their wings? They're hand-cut and battered to order. All their boneless wings, smoked wings, the naked and breaded wings, they'll tackle any appetite, the biggest ones you've seen. And you know what pairs well with wings? All your favorite sports action. Twin Peaks should be your destination for all sports all season long. They deliver the best game day atmosphere apart from actually being at the game. Game audio, 50-plus TVs, and the best food and drink in the state. Ask your Twin Peaks girls for awesome drink specials during every football game. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Tom Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. We just played Ben Johnson totally glazing Caleb Williams and how great he is and how you can't, you know, you have a mobile quarterback. That's the direction the league is going. I haven't been around that.
I've seen it on the other side.
Yeah. It's so frustrating when they do it to your defense.
Yeah.
I mean, just torching.
like the guy.
His old quarterback and his old defensive coordinator.
Right, this guy didn't do it so much, but the previous guy in Chicago did. Oh, wait, he's not here. With his feet. Yeah. Justin Fields running for 300 yards in a year against the Lions or whatever it was.
You mean in those games they were losing?
Yeah, that they still lost? Yeah. Yeah, it really hurt the Lions defense. That would happen.
248-539-9797. We all have the bitter sting of the last game. Got it. Yep. Sucked.
You're not that pretty, Ben. Sorry, not sorry. It had to be said. Really not that pretty.
You said at the beginning of this, you can look at it for, you know, here's a coach supporting his guy.
Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, trying to curry favor in his new town, talking about Chicago-style pizza. Or you can well up a healthy disdain for this individual.
Well, it's not hard because of the way he approached it. There are ways that he could be absolutely diplomatic about it, but he chose not to.
He did choose not to.
He chose violence, and he's getting violence.
Not actual violence.
No. Verbal savagery.
Kevin, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
I have a high opinion of myself with verbal savagery.
Hey to you all.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Scott, all of this begs just one question. Will Ben Johnson make the list?
We haven't added to the list in a long time because we lost the list. Ben Johnson's he's on the list, sure. He gets the eye roll.
Doug, don't you have the whole list?
So here's the thing, Kevin. I've made this announcement on the air a couple of times. We had computers get changed out here, and the list was saved on a computer that was removed from the studio and was erased. It was scrubbed. I know. And so we don't have the actual list. We could sit down sometime and try and remember everything that was on the list. Kang, you do believe somewhere there is a podcast with the list.
So I had to have podcasted the list at some point.
We got to find the list. And for people who aren't familiar with the list, it was a list of things that Gator strongly dislikes. And it was long.
Yes. All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah. We'll with something we... You know what? The funny thing is that I want to say when we have a slow day, because on a slow day, we have to work harder. When we have a very easy show, and we don't have to work as hard for content prior to the show, maybe we can take some time to listen to some old podcasts, see if we can find the damn list. And we'll transcribe it and bring it back. Daryl in Detroit, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's
all right, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm with Gator 1,000%, man. Shots fired. No, you can't do that.
No.
You can't. I mean, you know, take the diplomatic route and, you know, just ease on out of town. But don't even remember how we get down on our revenge tours?
Well.
I'm glad he said it because this means we're going to run a division for at least the next 2 or 3 years. We're running it now. Chicago, they can forget it.
I really wonder, behind closed doors, what Jared Goff thinks of this.
Oh, man. And you know, Jared Goff, he can get fired up.
Yes, he can. Jared Goff.
He can get fired up. I mean, you know, he's controlled with it. Once he get to it, it's like something that clicks on him, and then he gets fired up. He's, you know, laser focused.
I think what's really
weird. We're about to run a division again.
What's strange about Goff and the public interpretation of Goff is for a quarterback who went 1-1, he sure gets treated like a walk-on. Because usually when you go 1-1, that inherently gives you probably unwarranted respect, which can come back to haunt you. I feel like that respect in many people's eyes has escaped Goff. And I think Goff is aware of it, which makes whatever's even a minor slight. And look, Ben Johnson is admittedly doing something that we don't like the tact he took, but he absolutely should do. He should support his guy.
Sure.
And he should try to curry favor with his new town. None of those things are, now, the way he went about it.
Hey, you don't have to trash the outgoing male, if you will.
I think because of that, Jared Goff has developed a authentic chip on his shoulder because he doesn't get the benefit that many prospects or quarterbacks or players in a league get after going 1-1.
Jared is awfully smart and he's very quick when it comes to stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's brought to his attention, he'll be prepared for it. And if you would, you know, you're playing that soundbite and he says the things about, well, you know, they have a quarterback and makes, you know, now you can turn this into an off schedule and make an explosive plays. Like Goff would say something like, oh, did we have any explosive plays?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we do that? Did Jameer Gibbs have a 70 yard run one time? Did Amon-Ra St. Brown catch a 66 yard pass or Jameson Williams? I remember him going for 82 yards and a touchdown one time.
Like I get the feeling Jared Goff would say, yes, that was our problem last year. Lack of explosive plays.
Right. You'd be sarcastic in a way, but also present it right back in your face like that because he's quick like that.
Yep.
So interesting one because, you know, imagine someone's going to throw that in his face, in Jared Goff's face. Here's what he said, whether it's in the offseason, the preseason, or you have to wait for the first regular season game against the Bears.
Now,
or
he
perhaps
might,
all three.
He might laugh it off. I bet he doesn't like it.
Well, and Aaron Glenn's the one who should be really pissed.
Saw a mobile quarterback shred our defense.
Yeah. I mean, if Aaron Glenn, I'd be like, yeah, right to 27 regular season wins over the 2 years, you jackass.
You got all pros all over your side of the ball, Ben. What was I working with?
What am I got here?
I had a bunch of UFL guys after everybody got hurt.
Still digging the shards of Aiden Hutchinson's leg out from the jerseys over the, you know, after that Cowboys game. But yeah, it's good. Thanks for bringing that up, Ben.
248-539-9797. Brian's in Detroit next. Hi, Brian.
Fellas.
Hey, Brian.
Fellas, y'all got to look at it in a different way. Did Ben Johnson lie on there?
Did what?
Did he tell what he said about Goff, was it true or not?
Everything except for saying about the explosive plays. Lions had plenty of explosive plays without having to have this dynamic athletic quarterback.
I took it as everything has to be perfect for Goff to win.
Gator,
you made a statement talk about Goff gonna be fired up. Was he fired up when he threw those five interceptions in the playoff game?
Well, he didn't throw five in a playoff game, but it's okay.
Okay, how many throw?
Well, four.
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 He threw four. Yeah. He threw four.
Three and one useless one at the end, but yeah.
Yeah, you could call it what you want. He thinks that they can't win the Super Bowl.
Actually, he threw three interceptions and he fumbled once.
That's right.
Okay, Johnson thinks that they can't win the Super Bowl with Goff. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
And he thinks no matter – that's what he thinks. He thinks he can't win the Super Bowl with him. And everything has to be perfect.
I bet Jared Goff thinks that's a lie.
I'm pretty sure he do.
Yeah, but so that's all that matters.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does. For the fact, for here in Detroit, what matters to us is what Jared Goff thinks.
Yeah. Oh, now, if you bring it up, yes, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. The guy that was coaching him that y'all raved about for the last 2 years has been one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. He thinks he can't win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
He's still one of the best offensive coordinators in the league, Brian. Well, I don't doubt that. He's not hired in Chicago to be the offensive coordinator.
That's not what he said. Now, we can simply infer what we want to infer from what Ben Johnson had to say, right? And I'm kind of lampooning this a little bit to lean into it because it's fun. But I think if you were to ask Ben Johnson, hey, do you think the Lions can win with Jared Goff? He would say absolutely.
Hey, warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. This month, get a 2025 Chevy Trax LS for just $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. Pay only $259 a month with zero down and with approved credit and your GM employee discount. Don't forget, Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights is your number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. And that means there's a huge inventory of Silverados, Equinox, Blazers, Trax, and EVs, hundreds on the ground to choose from. Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. Stay warm and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH. Go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, somebody pointed out, remember when Ben Johnson, to Brian in Detroit, and sorry, Brian, we were up against a break, but Brian in Detroit, who said he does not, Ben Johnson clearly does not think he can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Remember 2 years ago when he had other job offers,
mm-hmm.
and he turned them down?
Yep.
One of the reasons was he came back to win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is now he left.
Yeah, and he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
But he did attempt, he thought he could 2 years ago.
But if he thinks, look,
And Goff had a better year.
I don't even care anymore. Do I think that the Lions can win with Jared Goff? Absolutely. What matters is, does Dan Campbell, does Brad Holmes, do they think?
Yeah.
Obviously Jared Goff thinks so, and he has to. He's got to have that confidence. His teammates love him. His teammates think they can get it done. He had a bad game against the Commanders in the playoffs. It was a terrible game for him. And yet they only lost.
Oh God, they could have won that damn game.
Yeah, but they didn't. They lost.
That one's haunting. Lost. It just is haunting. Okay. Red Wings went 3-2 last night. What a win. Given the context of the current playoff chase they're in, every win is important. And even more important when you fall behind 2-0. They paddled back because they got two goals from Simon Edvinson. Now, one, Mickey was on fire last night. Mickey showed little patience for the way the Wings were playing early in the game. And I love listening to Mickey Redman. And I agreed with him. I thought they were sloppy in their own zone. I thought Talbot bailed them out on a number of occasions. And yet, when they took the lead, with like 9 minutes to go or 8 minutes ago or whenever it was, I thought they limited the Wild scoring opportunities. They had the one late in the game where at first I thought it was a yawning net, and then when I saw the reverse angle replay, I realized that there was a player in the crease. It wasn't quite as big a net as I thought he had to shoot at, but I thought that they, when the goalie pulled, I thought that the chances were limited, and quite frankly, when the Wings took a 3-2 lead, the responsibility in their own zone, I thought was great. And I mean, not, even Vladimir Tarasenko scored last night.
Yeah, it was nice to see that. And the other thing you noticed about Tarasenko is he was on the ice. He was on the ice when they had the goal, when the goaltender was pulled. He was there, for, dare I say, defensive purposes.
I was like, who did they put out? How? Why is he out there?
And he did just fine. And I thought a couple of players really stood out. Obviously, Edvinson did with the two goals.
Yep.
But Soderblom, I thought, had a couple of amazing shifts where just kept the puck moving, kept it along the boards, tied things up, or you know, kept it in the offensive zone. He assisted on one of the Edvinson goals. I thought he played really well. Johansson, he played well. At times, or other times, you're like, oh, that doesn't look good. Most Sider made some plays on defense that are just spectacular. You know, sometimes he takes over. Says, you know what, I'll break out of the zone myself. I don't even need to make this 60-foot pass. I got this. You know, he can be a wrecking ball at times. And it was a great win for them last night. When they dropped down 2-0 halfway through the game, you start to get nervous about it. But they were able to come back and tie it, and then eventually win it by unconventional means, because it's a defenseman that's scoring two of the three goals. And they had their opportunities. I mean, there was one play that Patrick Kane setting up DeBrinket right in front of the net, on like just absolutely improbable from all purposes. The pass was improbable to get there. It did get there. It was improbable that DeBrinket's going to get his stick on it. He did. And the fact the goaltender would happen to be in the right position to stop it was unfortunate, but it was a great play set up there. This team is fun to watch, and if they could, you know, tamp things down defensively, clamp it down for a full game for a full 60 minutes, and do that consistently, then they're definitely looking up. They can get that number three spot in the division.
You know, it's interesting because the go ahead goal. Yeah, I always think about, you know, okay, important plays in the games and who made them. And if you tell me there was a, you know, an incredibly pretty goal from Patrick Kane to Lucas Raymond to Alex DeBrinket, not that they're on the same line, but whatever, I'd go, yeah. Oh, Dylan Larkin, you know, set somebody up, thing of beauty. The go-ahead goal last night was Soderblom to Ajo to Edvinson. And it was a thing of beauty. Yeah. Soderblom carrying the puck into the zone, kind of skating into a dead end, little wraparound pass to a trailing defenseman who had an opportunity. It was an opportunity that he passed up to make the perfect pass, the one more pass, back to Simon Edvinson, who blasted it home. And I mean, it was funny to watch that stuff last night post-game, where Edvinson speaking to the media and the players, you know, he's just answering normal questions. I think the question was something like, how does it feel to have, how important is it to have, you know, you young guys out there on the ice with the goalie pulled? I mean, what does it say about the youth of this team? And some player said in the background, you're going to say, yeah, I just scored two goals, get up the next morning, no big deal. And he starts laughing at me because it was an unlikely source, as you said. But
it was a line from Talladega Nights, and he finished the line with, I wake up in the morning and I blank excellent.
Yes. The unbelievable fact that it was those three. I mean, I guess it's not unbelievable, but it's not the three you'd expect to have this beautiful, creative goal. And they're NHL players. They're capable of a lot. They're just not your usual suspects.
No, but we like to see that the Pistons have this young core players developing together. It's the same thing with the Red Wings. To see that, you know, Marco Kasper, who was a first-round pick a few years ago, gets his chance with the Red Wings and kind of floundering, not really doing a ton. Then they move him to the top line. Todd McClellan says, you're going to the top line. Let's see what you can do there, kid. And he's a point-of-game guy with the top line. He looks great out there. He looks like he did that first game he played a couple of years ago. And we talked about it after watching that one night. We're like, wow, tougher than I thought. This guy is not afraid to mix it up behind the net, not afraid to go into the corners, dig the puck out, and set guys up. And it's what he's done since he's been paired up with Larkin and Raymond. He looks really good out there. Edvinson looks like, he looks every bit as good as Sider does. You know, Sider's better. Sider's got more experience. But you can see that Edvinson is getting there. And he's got that size to match as well. We'll see if a mean streak develops or not. But he's got a scoring touch. He can fire the puck and already has more goals than I think you would have expected. They've got some young players in this team that are getting things done while we're waiting for the other young talent that's not here yet to develop and join this team.
After conversations yesterday with two separate people, I am convinced that by the time next Friday rolls around, our Detroit Red Wings will be making a significant move at the trade deadline. One, their play justifies it. They're playing much better
hockey. To go buy, yeah.
To go be buyers, yes. Two, their position in the playoff chase justifies it. Three, they've missed before on big moves that they war-chested for and players they didn't get. They are not going to want to have it happen when it makes even more sense to add to this roster. And four, they've cleared what will be a significant amount of cap space. I think the big move is coming down in 3-2-1. I don't even know that they're going to wait for the trade deadline. You know, with the news that Kopp is out with the trade of Husso, and which freed up more money than you'd ever imagined for trading away a player that you're just not using. It's the time. And I think it's going down.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is going to happen. I think they're definitely going to add to this team, and I don't think it's going to be through rental players. They could go down that road and just get a couple of rentals and maybe offer up a third-round pick or whatever, but that's not going to give it a substantial addition to the roster. We could see a good old-fashioned hockey trade, which would be interesting, and you know who that encompasses, because you can take on annual salary. When you look at it for the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they've got the room for like $14 million player or players that make up $14 million. It's probably a better way to look at it. And a lot of guys out there like that. There are players, quality players, that are playing on bad teams right now that you have to take a look and say, would that make any sense?
Time to swoop.
Yeah.
Time to swoop. It's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. If you want to keep talking Detroit Red Wings next hour, some Tiger talk, got a big college basketball game. We'll revisit the Lions, all that coming up. But, of course, it's open lines. You set the tone. You carry the topics. Let's go. Open lines, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets, even who's cutting down the nets. So if you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. And you know the trick for that $5 bet to win the $150. Find a heavy favorite, bet them on the money line. Then when they win, you get your $150 in bonus bets. FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on the College Hoops action before March takes over. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's.
The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, a couple things here. I want you to answer a math question.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Because we talked about it before you came in today, and I want to see how you do. Kang's daughter brought some math homework home.
Great.
From, is it kindergarten?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me know when you want me to ask Gator the question, because it's a simple question.
Yep.
Gator.
Awesome.
Yep.
The answer is either yes or no. Mm. That's it. Okay. Don't reply us with any questions.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know, reasoning. Just yes or no.
Let's get to the embarrassment.
No, there's no embarrassment.
So the question is, can Gator correctly answer a question from Kang's daughter's kindergarten math homework?
It's like Gator's nightmare, man.
Living it. This is awesome.
This is live. We'll do it live.
Yeah. This has been worked out by you two. That's good. Glad to hear it. Go ahead. Let's get a smart guy. Let's see if I can help you out. Did she get it right?
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll wait.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kang, explain exactly what the question was.
I'm just going to ask you straight up. Here we go, Gator.
Yeah.
Is 12 a teen number?
No.
Okay. Confident?
Yeah.
So she had like a worksheet?
Yeah, so this is what it was, really. It was a worksheet, bunch of pages, different math problems, I just identifying numbers, whatever, right? This page said to circle all the teen numbers.
So 13 to 19 should be circled.
Yes. 11 and 12 are also on the sheet, whether you wanted to circle them or not.
They're double digits. They're not teens.
You sound very confident.
I am.
Well.
When it comes to putting, you know, six-year-olds in their place, yeah.
Well. Kang, tell Gator what you did.
So I did what anybody does now in the 2025.
Google.
Yep. Because to be honest with you, I agree with you, Gator. My first thought was no, 12 should not be circled. Okay, hold on to Gator.
Go ahead. I'm preparing for the worst here.
I want you to do the same as me. Okay. So I went and typed in is 12. Or type in the number 12. 1, 2. Is 12 a teen number? Okay. Now tell me what the first thing you see on top of your page is. What's it say?
All right, hang on. I googled something else. What am I supposed to Google?
12.
Because I wasn't. I said, what numbers are the teens? So what am I saying? Is 12
a teen number?
All right, you punch that into Google.
Yeah. No, 12 is not considered a teen number.
Stop right there.
Yep.
Now read the next one.
Yeah. Then it says the numbers 11 to 19 are teen numbers.
Okay.
So the first two answers on Google, 12 is not considered a team number. Mm-hmm. The next thing that it found on the search engine was the numbers 11 through 19 are team numbers.
Okay, so I'm not saying you're wrong or right, because I don't really know for sure, because I feel like the one thing that's changed a lot since we've all gone to school, especially elementary school, is the way they teach math and certain math rules or whatever, you know, they implemented now. I honestly was like, I don't know, like, because things are, like, logically, I thought, I'm like you, Gator, 12's not a teen number, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Oh, look, they have the word teen in there.
Yes.
12 does not. 11 does not.
Then I thought, all right, what's the reasoning? Because that's part of the teen number bracket, you know what I mean? Like, that's the next bracket. Those are the teen numbers.
21 and 22 are part of the 20s.
Exactly.
31 That's... and 32 are part of the 30s.
Yes.
11 and 12 are not part of the teens?
No. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Was it ever 11 teen and 12 teen?
So me and Kenny done like a, you know, unscientific survey, and everyone seems to agree that 12 is not.
Yep.
I had her circle and said, you let me know what the teacher tells you.
You had your daughter circle 12?
Yeah, I said, screw it. You know what? That's part of the teen group, I guess, because I'm going against what I think, because I think I'm wrong. So, I don't know if there's a teacher listening or how they teach math anymore.
It's an interesting experiment in that this is a worksheet that a kindergartner brought home.
Yeah.
And I, too, am confused.
Well, you live with a teacher.
I do. I didn't ask her the question.
Why not?
I don't know. I should have.
I just texted my niece, who was a math major.
Oh, wow.
Math was part of her career.
Well, you said major.
I think she was a math major. Graduated Michigan.
We all had math.
She says preteen. I agree. I think it's ridiculous.
And, okay, and
if
you're talking
if this kindergarten teacher were if you put in there that no, it's not, and she said, oh yes, it is, then I have a problem with how we're teaching our children today.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
Why do we have to lump it in because we're lumping everything in numbers of 10?
I don't know. I was just trying to rationalize why that.
Because the next one that says the answer is 11 to, and it's not even the number 10. It's 11. Why isn't 10 included in it? Because I guess groups of 10. So.
Yeah, but the number 20 is part of the 20s.
Right, yeah.
It should be 10-teen. 10-teen, 11-teen, 12-teen, 13-teen. We don't need to make 13-teen. I guess so I don't need to say it twice. We don't need to make this any more complicated than it already is.
Someone just text 12 just made the list.
It did.
I just looked down at the maniacs at Twitch, and the debate is raging on. Thug Aim says, I Googled, is 11 a teen number? It says yes.
See?
M. Milton 23, we're glossing over the main issue here. Why are kindergartners bringing home homework?
Well, it was optional.
Motown Rock says, ChatGPT says 13 through 19. Narok says, got to compete with China somehow. Oh, that's the answer to why we're doing homework in kindergarten.
Oh.
All right, well.
It was optional.
You know, the moral of the story is, don't believe what you read on the internet.
Bam. Thank you. Thank you.
Moral of the story.
That is. You can't just go to the internet.
So what is the teacher teaching?
Kindergartners.
No, I don't. Thanks. Thanks. So, what's the answer to the question from the teacher?
I don't know. We just sent it in today.
We need to know. We need to get to the bottom of this.
You know what's going to be fascinating is if like half the class circled 12 and half the class didn't.
So I even asked her, like, you know, she pays attention a lot. She's one of those kids. But I say, hey, did the teacher teach this to you? Did they tell you? And she said no. So I don't know if they were just like, I have no. I'm very curious too, Gator. I cannot wait to see. Like, I actually might have to email her on the side. Be like, listen, raging debate.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, let us know what the result of this
text
is.
Text your wife, Doug.
I did. I actually just did.
I'm just going to text Linda McMahon right now. She's going to be the
who's the
head of education for the country until we get rid of it. But
wait, what?
Linda McMahon. That's who Trump wants to be the Department of Education head.
How do you have her number?
I don't. I was joking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you go to high school with her?
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought the answer was going to be.
So Gemini, Google's AI, are 11 and 12 a teen number? The answer? Yes. The numbers 11 and 12 are teen numbers.
All right. I got to go.
Well, there you go.
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not.
AI's taking over.
It's not. The other AI says it's not. Hey. Google AI, the first thing, number 12 is not considered a teen number. But then it says teen numbers typically refer to numbers between 13 and 19, where the word teen is explicitly included in the number name. While sometimes 12 is considered a preteen number, it falls outside the range of teen numbers. I don't need to look any further than that. That's confirmation.
Someone just texted, are you phoning a friend for a kindergarten question?
Right?
Oh, we're bringing it up on the air. We're looking for guidance.
So infuriating.
Part of me, Doug, wants this to be a teen number just to enrage the people here.
Well, I'm just thinking about now I know what I got wrong in the SAT. This question.
Well, I have a feeling that this has changed over the years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to see. Like I said, Gator, I don't know.
There's no way this was considered even a possibility, say, 10 years ago.
The 12 is a team number?
Yeah.
Math. Who needs it, right, Gator?
This isn't even math. This is semantics. What is this?
Well, you know, like math is all about rules, right?
And actually, that's the thing about math. Yeah. Is that math typically is not subject to any interpretation at all.
Yeah.
None of it. That's right. What are we doing?
My opinion on 1 + 1. No.
You don't have to give an opinion.
We're going to start calling it 11-teen and 12-teen. That'll happen now.
Well. Maybe 11 and 12 deserve your respect.
They're not getting it.
Straight ahead, I don't like this report out of Lakeland. I don't like that other report out of Lakeland. We'll get to that today at 103 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.